The Ostrander family name is of Dutch origin, and it is translated as from the east border. The first Ostrander came to America from Holland while New York was still the Dutch colony of New Amsterdam. Their arrival would be sometime before 1664 and places the Ostrander family among the oldest in the American continent. The Ostrander family in Canada stretches back through five generations to Andrew and Jane Davis, Ostrander. They had 10 children together. Andrew had refused United States citizenship following the American Revolution and migrated to the wilderness of Ontario. They settled in the Niagara Peninsula about the year 1783. They were loyalists and devoted to British ideals and institutions. The intense loyalty is an Ostrander pride and tradition. It has been carried by five generations of Ostrander in Canada. Andrew, with his flowing white beard and his wild white hair, could be found in his prime canoeing down the Muskegon River in his buckskins and raccoon cap, camping with the Indians and swapping supplies. David DeShears Ostrander was a son of Andrew Ostrander, and the father of James Ostrander, the grandfather of my grandfather, Roy Ostrander. He was born in Michigan in 1894, and he married my grandmother, Jessie J. Green, and they had six children together. I look forward to spending time with Carolyn's side of my family at the Ostrander farm because my cousins were sometimes there. I did not have much interaction with other children daily, so I always took advantage of any opportunity to play with them. I was the youngest of seven cousins, and I looked up to each one of them. I always thought of the Ostrander farm as Uncle Jim's farm. He was the only one of six children of Jesse and Roy Ostrander that wanted to keep working the farm. Jim bought out his siblings when their parents died and held on to the Ostrander tradition of farming. I grew up on that ground, and even though I lived elsewhere, that place was always home to me. Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, and other holidays were celebrated in that farmhouse that was built before my time. Jim Ostrander was my favorite uncle. He was a before dawn and after dusk worker of the fields. Jim never smoked, drank, or swore. He was always happy to see me, and I still love him today. He used to put me on the cow's back while he was doing the milking. The cow was so wide that the experience seemed to be like sitting on a chair. It was not like riding a horse. The cow's body was hot, and their sweat saturated my pants. But a smelly ride was worth it. My favorite thing to do at Uncle Jim's farm was playing in the hayloft in the barn. A rope hung down from the roof that was used to lift bales of hay, and I used it as a Tarzan swing, always landing in a soft pile of alfalfa and straw. I still choke today on the memory of the first time I got the wind knocked out of me. I fell off the hayloft in the barn many times and always with a soft landing and never got hurt. The chain came off my bike once and I crashed, but I did not get knocked out. One day, when I was being entertained by my mother's youngest brother, my Uncle Charlie, he was about the same age as my oldest cousin, and sometimes I got to play with him. His idea of having some fun with me was putting on boxing gloves on both of us and have it out in the middle of Grandma Ostrander's living room. The combat was just fine for a few pictures, then my Grandma Ostrander had to put the camera down and tried to revive me when I got the wind knocked out of me. A boxing glove placed firmly on my chest sent me into a panic mode that I had never experienced. I could not breathe. I can remember Uncle Charlie holding me up by my belt, trying to help me breathe. And I can still hear Carolyn yelling at me.
Stop acting like a baby.
Boy, that was scary. I went completely out and woke up not knowing what had happened, choking and gasping for air. Even though Uncle Charlie played a little rough, I'm sure he was trying to toughen me up a bit, which I'm sure it was well needed. I was a little bit of a softy. He was hitting me like I was a big kid. And later in life, Uncle Charlie would hit me again when I was an adult that was acting like a big kid. He would knock the wind out of me one more time before he died. And I was glad then, and I'm still happy today that he did. Part of Uncle Jim's farmland was second growth trees that came up after the early Michigan loggers had cut down the big ones. Over time, the forest reclaimed the butchered landscape. Red and white oak and northern pine trees encircled the Ostrander farm.